What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Show Ears Edition. This is Kat Radley, writer for the Daily Show. I'm here with actor, activist, and Daily Show contributor, John Leguizamo.
Contributor? That's high praise. I don't deserve that.
You've gotten a promotion. You're a contributor now.
Where's my salary bump, though? I didn't get that.
Oh, I stole it.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm glad you got it better than somebody else.
John, it's so exciting to have you back. You're back at the Daily Show for a segment about how pivotal Latino voters are in this election.
It looks like the Democrats are in trouble. And you might be thinking, how is this possible? Donald Trump is winning Latinos? Build the wall, Donald Trump? Mass deportations, Donald Trump? Guy who thinks Daddy Yankee is a baseball player, Donald Trump?
It was exciting to be a writer on this piece. And can you break it down for our listeners? Like, what was this segment about?
Oh, it's about a call to action for Biden, a call to action to Julie Chavez Rodriguez, his campaign manager. It's a call to action for Latinos and everybody listening that we are the largest voting bloc after white people. 36 million Latinos are going to vote, and we're going to decide who's going to be president. And it's tricky now because we don't care about immigration, unfortunately. I thought we did, but we don't give a flying F about immigration. We care about our businesses. We care about improving our business, about getting bank loans, about getting taxes cut.
Yeah, paying for groceries and gas. Uh-huh. And that's what this piece is focusing on. And as writers, we hear you're coming. We get very excited. Yeah. And we kind of want to pitch some ideas, like how important Latinos are. They're the biggest voting bloc.
Yeah.
We are the fastest growing population in America. That's right. Fastest growing. You know what that means? We be f***ing. We be f***ing.
And the thing is that white people are shrinking, too. And then you see why white fragility is such a thing.
I'm totally fine with it.
I know you. I wasn't looking at you, Kat, like blaming you or looking at you trying to. No.
Yeah, I think there should be much fewer white people.
No. I mean, we can all live together. I mean, that's the one thing, the beautiful thing about Latin people. We love everybody. We'll have sex with everyone. We love everybody. We love having sex with everyone. We love black, Asian, Jewish, white, you name it.
And that's what this podcast is really about. Who are the Latino voters also going to have sex with?
Yes. So. It's what are our Tinder possibilities?
Would they rather fuck Trump or Biden in this election is the question. So getting back to the piece, though.
Like, getting back to the real thing.
Since the Latino voters, they do have the power to really swing this election whichever way they want. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that this piece covers is that they are losing ground with Biden and gaining ground with Trump, even though Biden's the one who's trying harder. What is it that you think the Democrats are doing wrong in their messaging? Why are they losing Latino voters right now?
Because they take us for granted, man. I mean, Trump already knew in 2020, and that's why he was able to get Florida. Republicans were working hard. They were coming at us in WhatsApp with ads. Mm-hmm. They were coming at us in our Spanish language radio stations with all kinds of trigger words like socialism that triggers Cubans, Venezuelans, and Colombians now because the influx of immigrants from Venezuela escaping Maduro. I may be getting thick into the Latin politics, but that's what we're here for. And they came at us with ads. They talked our talk. Biden assumed, in 2020, the Democrats assumed that we were Democrats just because we were Latino. But no, you have to come for us. You have to work for us. You have to knock on our doors. You have to call us. You have to talk about the words that trigger us into voting for you. And there were so many Latin organizations, grassroots, that got zero help in Arizona and Texas. Zero help. These Latinas were doing it by themselves, and they gave us Arizona, and they almost purpleized Texas, but they didn't have any funds. And that's where the mistake is. Put that money in these grassroots organizations that are working their ass off to flip these red states, which are ridiculous that they're red. I mean, Arizona is 30% Latino. Texas is the majority is Latino, 40% Latino, 12% Black. White people are a minority in Texas.
The fact that Texas hasn't gotten blue yet is such a failure, I think, on the Democratic Party's part. Like, because we could have totally made that blue. Before.
It's a hard one, though, because they have gerrymandered it to a motherfucker. Fucking inch. I mean, now that they got AI, that shit's going to be even crazier. They have so many blocks over there, so many tricks up their sleeve.
Yeah, they're just making it so much harder to vote. And it's been proven, like you said, with the grassroots organizations, that is where the real difference matters. When you get the people registered to vote in those communities and increase the voter block, even by a few numbers, we realize it does make a big difference.
Yeah, that's the one thing I never knew about politics and voting was it's just a few numbers. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes it's a one person voting that makes a difference. Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So it makes you realize how important your vote is. So the apathy, you know, Latinos have apathy too. They have the apathy. You know, they feel like, I mean, I've been traveling around with my show, my MSNBC show, Leguizamo Does America, and I can't name the cities, but people are living in hard places that get no funding, that get no... The schools are defunded, hospitals are going away because they're trying to gentrify and urban renewal, basically, you know, kill these cities where Latin people are living. So they understandably, they're upset and angry and have apathy.
Yeah, and Biden's the president now, so it's natural to think, well, he's the one to blame.
And people have short-term memories, too. Yeah. They don't realize that Trump handled COVID so badly that that's why we had such huge inflationary problems and have all these economic problems. But Biden is fixing it and helping it, but, you know.
Yeah. But they're not good at getting that message across.
No, definitely. We weren't good at it with Obama either.
Yeah. And in terms, we're talking about like reaching them in their language, in Spanish, and now they're even putting money into like Spanglish ads.
I love Spanglish. I mean, Spanglish makes you laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really, it's Latinos who like to goof.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a thing.
That's funny. That's one thing that we didn't put into the piece, but there was a lot of material on Biden getting what they called like a Spanish and Spanglish war room. We were like, oh, it'd be so funny if we could do a sketch to put John like in the Spanglish war room.
Oh, that'd be hot.
Yeah,
that'd
like being all different generals.
But we did Spanglish in our piece. Basically, I mean, all Latinos now are trying to do Spanglish, which is just a mixture. It's not like... we're not using made-up Spanglish words, which that's really Spanglish to me. It's made-up words like when I grew up, I was saying loquear la puerta, which is lock the door, but it's an English word that doesn't exist. Parquear el carro, park the car. Watchar, look out. We just, words that we make up and make Spanishize.
Yeah.
That's the real Spanglish. But now Spanglish just means you flip between both languages really easy.
Okay. It's like the brunch of languages, like smashing the two together.
It's lunch and breakfast smashed together, and it's yummy.
Yeah. I was putting that in brunch terms so the white people would understand it better.
And the hungry folk out there, the foodies.
The last time you were here, you had a piece about Univision. I was very fortunate I got to write on that piece as well.
Oh, that was great. You did a great job.
Oh, thank you. I'm just putting a little humble brag out there. But writing, when you do come, all the writers, we are all anxious to write for you because you are so fun to write for.
Thank you.
You, as an actor, you know, you're really good at the characters and the voice acting, so we can have a lot of fun playing with the different characters in the pieces. And with Univision, we were looking at, like, the Trump interview and how they gave him the softball questions.
Disgusting.
Univision facing growing backlash after giving Donald Trump the royal treatment. Last week, the network hosted a very friendly hour-long exclusive interview with Trump that his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, helped arrange.
Ay, Dios, motherfucking mío. I don't know what's more shocking, that Univision gave Trump a softball interview or that Trump led a Latin guy into his house. How did that happen?
That piece that we did was vital, mm-hmm. because I got a call from Univision and their marketing expert who tried to talk me down. And I was like, nah, bro, you softballed him on purpose and you need to fix this, because I've heard from a lot of newscasters that you're swinging right mm-hmm. and on purpose, and it's not okay. You need to be neutral. And you go, oh, well, what are you talking about? You need to come down and meet with us. We'd love to, because we really want to do the right thing. But it was BS, because they have been swinging right. And it's not okay to pick a side like that. You just got to be neutral. You're a news station.
Yeah.
They're swinging for them. You know, it's not okay.
Yeah, just as a journalist, whether it's a Spanish-speaking organization or not, like, as a journalist, you're supposed to be impartial.
Right.
Which,
I mean, Fox News obviously is not impartial. I mean, you know that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, there's American media, like, on the left and right that is swinging both ways.
At least we're swinging, at least MSNBC is swinging with facts.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're still swinging left, but I hate calling it left, because we don't have a real left in America. I'm from Latin America. We have a real left. The real left wants to destroy the government. We don't have that in America. We have a left of center mm-hmm. left, but we have a real right in this country.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very real.
That's what's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. That they,
you know what I mean, Kat? You know what I'm saying?
They dig in so hard on the right, and they're really good at actually pulling like the social issues and making them like kind of take place in real life, intangible legislation and things like that that are actually affecting people.
How do they do that,
Kat? I don't know. I wish we could figure out how to do it the other way.
I know, because we don't. We can't pull them a little left, a little, you know. The vouchers are hitting. Everybody was believing that vouchers are great, which will destroy public school education for everyone. And so only the best students will get an education. Everybody else will have to fall through the cracks.
I'm glad you brought up education, because that's another thing I wanted to talk to you about.
Really?
Well, yeah, because I think...
Because that's my passion, you know, is education, because it's everything.
I used to be a high school English teacher before I was a writer at The Daily Show while I was doing comedy, but that's... We can get into that later. But one thing that, like, one piece of legislation I think on the right they are so good at is getting, like, the anti-CRT and the anti-DEI legislation through. And it's interesting the past few years that, looking at how whitewashed American education and curriculum is.
Right, true that.
People are finally kind of talking about it. But it's something that you've noticed a long time ago. And your show, Latin History for Morons, you even tried to, like, essentially fill that hole yourself,
absolutely.
That gap in education.
For myself, for my children, for other people's children, for other people. Yeah, it's crazy. You grow up in America and you only learn about, I mean, I hate to say white history, but it is like kind of like white people's history of America, but denies everything that was there before. Like you barely touch upon the genocide of all the Native American people, the stolen land, the treaties broken forever. They invaded them and took it from them. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't even mention that. They don't mention, you know, of course.
Discovered it.
Right, right. How can you discover something and settle something that was already discovered and settled by another people? That's what's incredible, how you can whitewash that and change it and make the other people who were living there the villains. I mean, that's what Westerns flip me out. It's like, wait, you made the people who are living here, the people who were genocided and attacked and murdered and slaughtered, you made them the villains. That's incredible writing and genius marketing.
Yeah, those people grew up, their descendants became the right-wing media people who were so effective in getting that messaging
out. Right, that messaging is so easy to get. I don't know how it's much easier than I guess, showing sympathy and empathy for others.
Yeah, which is sad. You'd think that should be easier
But don't you think Americans do want decency, though? I really feel like traveling around America, and I travel a lot, people do want decency. They want decent people. They want respect. They want everybody to be respected. I think that's why I love America, because I know that's deep in our DNA in America.
Yeah. No, I agree. And it's sad for the people who maybe do get the misinformation, or they're only hearing messaging that isn't actually reflective of reality mm-hmm. or electing the people who really would do the things that would make their life better.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
You are a voice for the Latino community. And
one of the voices, yeah.
One of the many voices. But you've been vocal about, you know, increasing representation mm-hmm. and equity for Latinos Hollywood especially, but across the board. And it was something you got to cover during your guest week host here, which was always, which was also very fun with like the various sketches and jokes we did for that. In terms of how you started out as like an actor and a comedian, was there a certain time where that shift kind of happened where you started to take on the role of activist and advocate as well for the Latino community? Was there like a certain moment where you, or was it kind of a,
I mean, I was always socially conscious, Kat. I was always socially conscious because I was aware of the disparity and the inequality. I mean, it was front and center in my life. Like here I am in NYU and I'm the only Latino in my class. And, you know, I had Andrew McCarthy in my class. I had D.B. Sweeney. I don't know if people know, remember these. It's a age gap here. But they were going to 5 auditions a day.
D.B. Sweeney. He was in The Cutting Edge.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I love that movie. Yeah. I was like,
and Andrew McCarthy was in like every 80s movie, you know, every Breakfast Club movie. And they were going to 5 auditions a day. And I was going to one every 5 months.
Oh, wow.
For a drug dealer. And I was like, oh, my God. I was an idealistic young man, and I realized, oh, my God, my opportunities are not the same. No matter if I got A's, they didn't get A's. I was paying the same tuition. I did not, no matter how, what I did, I was never going to have the same opportunities as them. That's when I realized that this deck was stacked against me, and I didn't lose sight of that. And then you get older, and then you get invited to one DNC, and then I flipped. John Kerry, I was at the DNC, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, wow, this is politics. It's accessible. I can talk to these people. They're reachable. That made me realize that there was something I could do that could talk to people. And it made me change my whole mind about it, that it was not, you know, certain people's politics that I had a little bit of that apathy, too, you know,
mm-hmm.
just because growing up in the hood and whatnot.
But actually, you felt like there was something you actually could control or affect change in a certain way. Yeah.
That things that I did, things that I participated, had an influence of some, you know, whatever small little influence, we all have some influence.
Yeah. That's great. That's powerful to hear because I feel like a lot of people don't even bother to vote to the point where they think that vote wouldn't matter.
Right.
But there's even so much more that you
can
do.
I mean, when I go travel around America and I see these, it's mostly Latinas organizing with no money. Nothing on their own and organizing and going door to door and getting people to flip their votes and giving us Arizona. I mean, it's incredible. And it's in Arizona, Texas, California. You know, AOC did it in New York. She went stomping. My mom went with her and all over Queens and they knock on doors. Hello, you want to vote for us? Come on, you can do it. Yeah. I know you can. Come on, vote. Come on, go, 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 go.
It's always the women who have to end up doing
the
hard door to door labor.
Yeah. Women get shit done. Come on.
Yeah. No, it's
always
true.
Have.
Yeah. In terms of this piece and like the writing process, I know like the writers came with some pitches and ideas.
Yeah.
Did you know what it was you wanted to talk about? Or were you kind of open to see like, okay, what were their pitches? Is there a way we kind of marry the two ideas?
Well, I talked to Jen and we text and I said I wanted to deal with the voting situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then boom. She ran for it, you know, and I sent her like, you know, 36 million Latino little Wikipedia information or Google information. I googlear. That's the Spanglish right there. And I sent it to her, and then boom, she had a piece. And then I said, you know, I wanted to do accents and voices and do my cousins and do my uncles and whatnot. You know, you guys wrote it.
Yeah.
And then boom, here we are.
Yeah, that was great. One thing I thought was what I originally, a pitch I had, which we didn't get to, you were saying you wanted to focus on too, is how it wasn't just immigration that Latinos are, that they care about. In fact, they don't even really care about it that much at all compared to other issues. Like, it's all about the economy and inflation now.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I found talking to my, because I thought we did care.
Yeah.
I was in my own bubble.
Yeah.
I thought immigration was a big deal because I see the horrors happening. But no, Latinos are, especially immigrant Latinos who are naturalized, feel competitive.
Yeah.
That these other people are getting asylum and getting their naturalization really quick, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They had to work their asses off, and they feel bitter. And I had no idea. I thought they were full of empathy and love, and they see them as a threat because they actually can't take their jobs.
Right.
So that was a hard lesson for me.
Yeah, and that's, I think, probably what the two campaigns are having to learn as well. Not just inflation and the economy. Polls are also showing Latino voters are interested about crime and healthcare, and there's also all these other issues that disproportionately affect them. Like, I was doing some research for the piece. Apparently, of all women of color, Latinos are most hurt by abortion bans. Latinos are also more disproportionately affected by climate change because they tend to be working jobs that are, you know, like outdoors. Mm-hmm. They're vulnerable to extreme weather. And so I was like, oh, yeah, there's so much stuff other than immigration that the media and these campaigns shouldn't focus on because, like, another thing you were talking about that you want to say that Latinos are not a monolith. You know, there are so many different issues that are affecting them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I think our piece kind of touches on.
Right. We tried to touch on my, I mean, I got, 3 minutes on camera or something.
Yeah.
So it's hard to touch on all the topics. But I mean, I guess everybody thinks immigration is a thing because even though we keep saying immigration, immigrants, what we're really saying is we're saying Latinos coming across the border.
Yeah.
Nobody, I mean, that's what, it's so weird. We're seeing pictures of Latinos. We see pictures of them being rounded up by horses. We see them crossing river. We see them dying. But nobody's saying Latinos. They're saying immigrants.
Right.
So, but that's the unspoken word that bothers me a lot. But yeah, Latinos are deep in their lives. They got a lot of trauma. They can't be as concerned about their immigrant brothers and sisters. So we need to win this election to fix all these things. So let's focus on the things that are going to get Latinos to vote. You know, Bernie had it. Bernie had the Latinos. He had Latino consultants. He had AOC. He had a ton of them. They spoke to Latinos. Latinos were fired up about Bernie because he spoke about these things. He spoke about jobs, lowering taxes, helping small businesses get a little propped up. He spoke. He knew that the lingo. He had it down. They should just hire all the people he had, which, I mean, they're hard to get because they're all, like, moved up.
Including Bernie Sanders, maybe?
Yeah. Bernie Sanders talks to them. He talks the talk. I don't know how he did it, but he got it all.
That sounds like a great place to stop. And there's so much more that we didn't get to cover in this podcast or in the piece. So we look forward to when you get to come back again.
Yeah. Absolutely, Kat. What a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time to do this podcast and for the awesome.
Thank you for writing a kick ass piece.
Yeah. Hey, you're always a pleasure to write for. And it's very
God love you for the liar that you are.
Okay, thank you so much for joining me, and thanks for listening to the Daily Show Ears Edition. And thank you so much, John Leguizamo, for being here.
Gracias.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.